need someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
Santander's Edge Current Account gives cash back to reward customers.
Do they also reward treachery?
What? This contains the names of people who have their salary paid into
our rival's current account.
Nicholas!
They give me cash back on my big supermarket shop.
You'll be hearing from our lawyers.
Finding your edge with the Santander Edge Current Account.
18 plus, £3 monthly fee to maintain the account. Paying £500 a month excluding internal transfers and have two active direct debits. Cashback exclusions apply.
Radio X. News update next.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV, now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Spring Global's newsroom at 6. A passenger plane with 64 people on board has collided with a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. The flight from Wichita was coming in to land at Ronald Reagan National Airport overnight. Rescue workers are searching the Potomac River. Our Washington reporter Simon Marks has more.
There is CCTV footage. You can see a plane clearly coming in to land, but there is then a large flash in the sky and debris falling down towards the airport and into the river.
It's claimed shoplifting is spiralling out of control, with it happening more than 2,000 times a day. The British Retail Consortium also say there are more than 450 cases of abuse or threats on staff a day. The government is going to bring in a new specific offence on assaulting a retail worker. Water bills in England and Wales are going up by an average of £123 a year from April. That's bigger than the rise Thirst suggested last month. Some groups are worried it'll see more people fall into debt. Companies say some of that will be spent helping those struggling the most. And Meta is going to pay Donald Trump $25 million for suspending Facebook and Instagram accounts over the Capitol riots. The US president filed the lawsuit back in 2021.
Sport.
Manchester City avoided an early exit from the Champions League with a 3-1 win against Club Brugge. Pep Guardiola's side will now face Real Madrid or Bayern Munich. Aston Villa qualified for the last 16 by beating Celtic 4-2. Liverpool finished top of their group despite losing 3-2 to PSV, and Arsenal beat Girona 2-1. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery says he doesn't want to lose Ollie Watkins or John Duran. Duran is reportedly set for a medical with Saudi Arabian club Al Nasser, though, but Villa have turned down a bid from Arsenal for Watkins. And Steven Gerrard has left his job as manager of Saudi club Al Ettifaq. He's been in the role for 18 months.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Dry and sunny for most today. Some blustery showers in the far northeast. Highs of 9 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Lindsay Smith-Hume.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Morning, how's it going? It's Adam Brown with you. On Thursday's Early Breakfast Show, we are officially one step closer to the weekend. I'm keeping the tunes going this morning right through till 6:30. And the Chris Moyle Show is back on Radio X. Let's play this now from Foo Fighters. This is Alandria.
Ain't that the way it always starts? A simple round of conversation.
Saving it up, I started saving it up. And when you said I couldn't give you enough, I started giving you up.
some other day. Memories keep haunting me. Help me chase them all away. Hush now, settle down. Button up, don't make a sound. Close your eyes, turn around. Help me burn this to the ground. Come now, take the blame. That's okay, I'll play the game. I don't care, it's all the same. Watch it all go up in flames. Use me up, spit me out.
Radio.
From David Bowie on Radio X. Before it, Foo Fighters and Al Andrea. It's just gone 6:10 on Thursday, January the 30th. It does mean we are slowly but surely progressing to the end of this month. I think January's felt a little bit like a game of snakes and ladders, hasn't it? So I get right to the top and the very end, and it's like, right, okay, back to the start. But we're getting there. Right, Chris and the team are back from 6:30 this morning. Before that, though, got the Fratellis to get on for you. And this big viral sensation of a tune from Gigi Perez, Sailor Song.
Always the same, can never be too pretty. Tell me your name, is it out of line? If I was to be bold and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know I may be on a downer, I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're like you to come and go and know me. No, you don't even know me. You're so sweet, so dry. Oh my, you caught my eye. A girl like you's just irresistible. City and the lights are all out, but it's as much as I can do, you know, to figure you out. And I must confess, my heart's all broken pieces and my head's a mess. And it's 4 in the morning and I'm walking along beside the ghost of every drink I hear who's ever done wrong. And it's you, woohoo, that's got me going crazy for the things you do. And so if you're crazy, the ball.
Tellis and Whistle for the Choir on Radio X. On the way from 6.30, the Chris Moyle Show. Back, of course, for Thursday. Did you hear David Coulthard on the show yesterday? If you missed it, you can catch up now on Global Player, the official Radio X app. Also, David Baddiel and Dan Gillespie-Sells are both going to be on the show this morning talking about a brand new musical. And also, on Global Player, don't forget, you can watch the first 25 minutes of the Chris Moyle Show live. You might even get a sneak peek at Chris's beard, which he's very proud of. When I say beard, compared to my beard, it's light stubble. I'll come back to you when you've got various beard oils and actually, something that I got for Christmas, an actual dedicated beard straightener. I know. Such a thing exists, and someone as gullible and as naive as me was like, yeah, I'll have one of those, please. 6.30, Chris back with you. Before that, let's play something new for the Wombats and stay there for Snow Patrol as well.
Are pets in a pickle? We know there's already enough to think about when welcoming a new pet into your home. So, we're offering new customers 12 months pet insurance for the price of 11 with code 12 for 11. Hurry. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk now. T's and C's apply.
You've arrived. Your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks and share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
Hey, I've got one more game.
I'm about to dial in.
Load and up.
Now enter in the lobby.
Give me the
controller.
Get your own. I'm doing a side quest.
Downloading a new skin.
I'm back with a clan.
With a squad, let's go.
Want to play co-op?
Got a mission to do.
Attack, attack.
Retreat.
Fire in the hole.
You're gaming and caning the broadband? Wi-Fi 7 on EE makes every device work better, even yours.
Yo, guys, let's loot.
Go, go, go. We're moving.
Upgrade to Wi-Fi 7 on EE and we'll sort the switch for you.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the game?
If it's games you want, your best bet is to check out BetVictor's Casino Games. They've got more games than you've had hot dinners. In fact, they've got more games than Las Vegas Gaming Convention's annual convention of games.
Lots of games. Got it.
Yep, there's over 4,000 slot games, including all your favourites like Big Bass Bonanza, live casino tables like roulette and blackjack, and casino games like Crazy Time.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on BetVictor Casino. 18+ gamblerware.org.
Someone in the UK has got that Euro Millions feeling because they have won the incredible £83 million Euro Millions jackpot. I reckon they've had a bit of a dance. All around the house, then out the door, down the path and into the street. For all we know, they're probably still dancing. Go on, guys. Get that Euro Millions feeling. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
At Lidl, be a champion of the checkout by switching from Asda to Lidl and saving a super 23% on this week's big shop at lidl.co.uk/save. Save like a hero on your weekly staples, your fresh five a day and big brands. Lidl, Retail Industry Awards Supermarket of the Year. Prices check 27th of the 1st, 25. Asda also sell other products. See online for more details.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
This is Radio X playing Fatboy Slim. That is right here, right now. It's Adam with you this morning. That is just about it from me. I will see you tomorrow from 4. Make sure you're sticking around for Chris and the team. Back from 6:30 after Snow Patrol, and first something from the brand new album from the Wombats called Oh The Ocean. Out in a couple of weeks' time. Have a listen to this, see what you think. This is called Can't Say No. It's Radio X.
Steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery. Bribe the dead to leave us be. And summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Every bad idea feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. You know,
is Radio
X.
X.
Just
Moyle Show
with Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. Thank you very much to Adam Brown. He's a bear.
Adam Brown.
He's a bear.
Radio X.
I don't know if Adam's still around because he's in the studio in Manchester. If he wants to say hello, he can just switch
his mic. Hi, I'm here, Chris.
Hey.
And then we can say hello to him. If he just comes on and says, I'm here, Chris, then I'll know he's there. But
I'm here.
So far, nothing yet.
Shut up.
You shut up. It'd be nice to talk to Adam, but I can't hear him, unfortunately.
No.
Which is a shame, because I was going to tell him how great he sounded this morning.
Very good, as always, though.
Shame. Yeah. And I'm sure he just said, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
How are you? And Adam, I'm all right. How are you? How are you getting on? And we've had a lovely chat. But sadly,
yeah,
we can't hear from Adam Brown.
He's legged it.
He's gone. I think he voice tracks the last few links.
Oh, does he? Is that what he does?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Don't tell him. Don't tell Debo.
Right.
He's laughing his head off now.
Yeah. But he's about to be asleep.
In bed, yeah.
He's fast asleep now. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
Oh, there he is.
There he is, look.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just trying to do some technical stuff.
Okay, all right. Do you want me to keep going? And then you say, I'm ready. All right. You'd say, shout, I'm ready when you're ready. So Adam does a show from Manchester.
Yeah.
And so he's there. Mm-hmm. And we're down here in London. Mm-hmm. So we never really see him that often. Adam Brown, he's a bear.
Adam Brown, he's a bear.
Radio X.
There you are.
It's always lovely when we do see him, though.
Right, I'm on.
There you go. Good.
Great.
That was seamless, wasn't it?
It was. You're very good.
Thank you. Did you mean that what you said, Chris, about me sounding good this morning?
I wasn't listening, but...
Oh, cheers.
But no.
And,
I hear you like your last link.
Yeah.
But this morning I was listening to a new podcast called Passports, Please.
Ooh. Oh.
Because I like to have a doze on the way in the right. car.
Still didn't listen.
I actually didn't listen.
No.
But I'm following you on TikTok now, your Passports, Please account.
That's brand new.
Well, obviously, it's a new podcast.
Yeah.
No, but
it would have been crazy if you've been doing that for a year.
That's true.
How are you, Adam? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good, actually, Chris.
Yeah?
Cat's settled in really well, bless her. She's doing good.
So you got the new cat?
Yeah. She's ridiculously cute, though.
Honestly. What's her name?
So cute. Cinnamon. I've kept Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it a different cat? As in breed?
No, it's still semi-long haired, but she's calico. That's the markings of calico.
Calico.
So, don't know what that means.
Is that
have you seen where it's like black, white with a little bit of sort of ginger?
Right.
That's calico. Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely. I've just Googled calico cat. Yeah. That's lovely.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm good. But also, Chris.
Yes.
Beards. What's going on with you and your beard?
I have a beard.
I know.
Hey.
Suits you.
Thanks. You can't see me, can you?
No, I've seen the videos on Instagram. Though.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's... I think I shaved last on New Year's Eve. So, it's almost a month.
Right.
But it won't last. It's going to go.
Are you at that itchy sort of stage now?
No, not really. It's not... The top lip, that's the only bit I've trimmed. It's just a tiny bit above, you know, the lip when it just starts to go a little bit longer. But the rest of it, I've absolutely left it. All I'm doing is top and tailing, but I've not trimmed it, really.
Mm. Do you know what, though, Chris? You're probably about 2 weeks away from entering the world of all the various kind of beard-related paraphernalia that you can get, honestly.
You say that, but my beard is very, very soft. and I don't put anything in it.
Yeah, we got sent some beard butter yesterday, Adam, yeah. Actually.
Ooh.
Homemade, though.
Mm. Homemade beard butter.
We weren't sure what was in it.
No, we're not sure how we made it.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like a guy you wouldn't mess with, and he had an amazing beard.
Incredible yeah. beard.
Kevan.
Yeah, Kevan, that's it.
But so it's not particularly itchy. Mm. It grows very neatly. I'm very lucky. I think I get it from my dad. Mm. Hopefully not my mum.
Yeah, that would be...
And we're live on Global Player, by the way, so you can see the beard in all its glory. So it grows really neatly. It's not patchy. And it's fairly even. It's not too itchy.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me look well old. Do you think?
Distinguished, should we go for instead?
No, old. And I've got a real love-hate relationship with it. So I, on a daily basis, I look in the mirror and go, oh, this has got to go. I just look like an old man. I hate it. And then I'll look at it again later on in the day and I'll go, do you know what? It's very neat.
Very neat. How long did it take you to grow yours, Adam?
A good couple of years. But the thing is, though, Chris, the thing with that is, once you do start showing a bit of love... And, you know, sort of trimming it, neatening it up and stuff like that. It takes away from, like, looking old to suddenly looking like daunting, distinguished, yeah, sharp.
But it's such
very in control of your life,
it's a
honestly.
It's a real temporary look for me because I'm not a beard person.
Yeah, but I feel like you could be.
Like, if I said to you, I'll give you £1,000 today in cash to shave your beard off, you'd say no.
Yeah, I'd say no.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you said to me, I'll give you £1,000 shaver off, you wouldn't even get to the end of the sentence.
But I feel like you've not reached that level yet, where my beard's like a lot longer than yours, isn't it? So it's like more of a commitment.
But look,
get to that stage, if you stuck with it, you'd learn to love it.
If I cover my beard up there, look how youthful I look. Look how you are now, old man.
Honestly, though, Chris, I think you'd be like me. You'd get obsessed with all the little gadgets and stuff that you can get.
What gadgets have you got for yours?
Beard culture.
What you do to it?
Also, the thing is, when you become a beard person, people will then suddenly just only buy your beard-related presents for Christmas, birthdays. Which, you know, is, you know, a mug with, you know, whatever, I've got a beard on or whatever. Or, I don't know.
I've got a beard on.
Yeah, beard butter. Yeah, just some wacky, all loads of wacky things. Beard baubles, you name it.
So do you put beard butter on yours like every day and stuff?
So I've got
regime.
I'm more beard oil than
beard
butter.
Oil.
Oh,
right. Yeah. There you go.
And does it? And look, does it make a difference?
It does. It does, Chris. I promise you.
Right. What does it do? Just makes it softer.
It does, but also it moisturises the skin underneath the beard, so it keeps that nice.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
When you shower, when you wash your hair, do you? I bet you do. Do you use conditioner?
On my beard or on my hair?
On your hair?
Yeah.
While you're there, do you go, I'll just put it on the beard?
No, because I've got a separate beard shampoo.
You've got beard shampoo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is it. Honestly, Chris, you'll love it. Do you have beard
conditioner?
I think it's a shampoo conditioner combined.
Right.
So,
like a wash and go.
Yeah, for a beard.
Why take four bottles into the shower when you can take three?
I didn't know there was a separate beard.
Shampoo, conditioner and beard shampoo and conditioner all in one.
Which one do you use, Adam? Because then you'll get sent a crate load of them in.
No, I've got these loads of different ones. Right. I'm trying to think what the brand is.
Do you use Horace?
Think quickly so you can get some free stuff.
Yeah. High-end stuff.
Play the game, love.
Yeah. No, there's Bulldog do some.
Yeah.
There's so many companies are doing it as well. Like, there's a lot of independent ones that have sent me stuff in the past. Mm. Percy Noble, and they're always good.
Smaller
companies that have done, like... really cool kind of really nice. It's always like sandalwood and, you know, them kind of smells. But honestly, I'd stick with it. Get it neatened up by a professional.
Hey, it's very neat.
No, but I mean, what's the line like? You know, like...
What do you mean?
You know, like...
What, under your chin line?
No, like, you know the bits, like the side bits?
Hmm.
Yeah.
How high up does your beard grow, Chris?
Do you mean up my cheek?
Yeah.
So I trim that, I shave that bit. So the line is, I think it's very, very neat.
Otherwise, you can risk the old Noel Edmonds thing, can't you, Adam, a bit? You know, it creeps up to the eyeball.
Someone's messaging saying, sorry, Chris, I think your beard makes you like a garden gnome.
No, but hold on. Why would you read that one out? What about this? You look like James Bond. Your beard looks bloody great, mate. Great beard. Why don't you read some of them out?
Sorry. That was what was
love the beard. Really suits you.
Yeah. These are all positives, look.
Yeah. Have I got your number, haven't I? Adam Brownie's a bear.
Yeah. This is a deep dive into beard stuff. Does your number start
07?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I'll FaceTime you. Right. Is what I'll do. So you're going to have to turn the volume down. I'll FaceTime you now.
Right.
And then I'll show you close up what the beard looks like. Oh, Adam is unavailable.
What? Bend him off.
Oh. No, this is my weird phone thing where if I FaceTime somebody, it cuts off after a ring. There you go. Oh, it's connecting.
There we go.
Oh, my God, look at yours. Look at this.
Have you got envy?
Look at that.
That's a beard.
That's a beard.
Let's see yours, Chris.
Isn't that lovely, Adam?
It suits you. So there, look, there's the sides.
Yeah.
It's well neat. I told you. It grows very neatly.
I'm not just saying this, Chris.
I know you're laughing. I know you're jealous.
I'm laughing at the comments coming in.
Yeah.
Honestly, Chris, not just saying this. People would have beard envy of that because to get such a strong kind of growth and how neat it's coming through, people really, you can't get that naturally, honestly. It looks great, suits you.
I am looking. Look at it, though.
Adam, that's incredible.
Look at that.
It is like having another job on the side, it's hard to tell which is beard
and which is hair.
To be fair, Chris,
I know. Let me just tie my hair up so you can...
Oh, yeah, he's tying his hair up.
Yeah.
What a faff. Long hair, long beard. You need all this stuff. It's an expensive process.
You should post your beard routine on Instagram or something, Adam. It's interesting.
Oh, he's just tying his hair up. Okay. Look at this.
Okay, let me just put my headphones back on.
Yeah.
So, like, you can see it a bit clearer now.
Oh, there yes.
You go. Look at that.
It's down to your chest, isn't it, really?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Are you still single? Yeah. So anyway, listen,
Go on, Chris.
Look at it. Look. How was your January down the gym?
All right. Not too bad.
I'm doing all right.
I'm just doing a lot more running than weights.
Just say what you benching.
What you benching, Adam?
Never really know what that means.
Well, I don't really do bench press.
Nah.
More sort of deadlifts and...
That's it.
You know, Dom, don't you?
Yeah, man.
What are you lifting?
What are you lifting, Adam?
Mm-hmm. But about 140.
Yeah.
Not great.
You're about 145, aren't you, Dom?
I do 145 if I can.
What about you, Chris? What are you benching?
No idea.
146.
I've only had one session back at the gym in January with Jamie, but I've been training myself.
I can some.
Look at that. Look at it. Look at it, Adam. Look.
Yeah. So how long, Adam, if Chris wants to get to your stage of beard, how long is that going to take? Or for it to see a significant growth?
How many weeks is that, Chris?
It's New Year's since New Year's Eve.
Right, yeah.
So a month.
I reckon, do you know what? It's really good. I reckon 6 months it's going to be...
Six months?
Good upkeep.
I can't, though.
It's going to be probably a little bit short of the mine, a year, and you're probably going to get to this level. Level as if it's level. Sort of achieved.
You're going to achieve what I've achieved.
I can't do it.
Do you not find when it's hot, Adam, that it all gets a bit kind of bit sweaty and a bit itchy? And you know what I mean? You're on the beach in August.
But honestly, come November, December, you're really coming to your own.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Listen.
The fact I've left
it this long is a blooming miracle. So, yeah, I don't know.
I think you quite like it. You know what I can tell? The way you're playing with your beard, Chris, is very, like... Oh,
I'd love to be able to just go, I don't care. I'm just gonna grow it for six months and just letterman it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I can't wait to shave it off at the same time.
Oh, no. I reckon you keep it... Look at Adam there.
Look at him there. See him there. Just put yourself on camera proper. Look.
Mm.
Here's the thing about Adam. He's only 19.
Exactly.
But he looks so much older.
Yeah. He was 20 now, isn't he? I think he's just turned 20.
I wish. No, keep it another week and then see where you are after a week. Or go to a barber's and get him to, like, all proper shape it up. I mean, it looks really neat as it is.
Get him to proper shape
it. I don't want to touch it. I'll either shave it all off or I'll just leave it for a...
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be here on Monday, put it that way.
Why don't you get some beard oil over the weekend?
I don't need it.
Why?
Yeah, touch it. Put your hand out. It's so soft. It feels nice, isn't it?
Really nice.
Do you hide stuff in yours for, like, if you want to eat later on in the day.
Get a pot noodle in that
just
one.
Just put some Haribo in there and hide it and pull it out.
I mean, I could hide stuff in there if I wanted to, easily.
You could hide James in there.
Yeah. Do you find food in there from time to time, Adam?
No, because I shower.
No, but I mean, you know what I mean. You've had your shepherd's pie and peas and stuff. You find the odd pee in there occasionally.
I tell you what, eating a burger is always a challenge.
Yeah.
What about a big cream cake?
You've got to have a big sort of napkin budget.
Yeah.
It costs a fortune.
Just in napkins and kitchen rolls.
It's bloody pricey having a beer, isn't it?
Sounds like it.
Spag bol must be tricky.
And don't get him started on soup.
Yeah, you
have to just live without soup, really. I just sacrifice soup for the rest of my life.
It's a life choice.
He walks past Greg, sees a cream horn in the window. He's like, get that away from me. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Anyway, I'm glad you're doing well. Thanks for the nice words of encouragement for the beard.
And if you need any advice, Chris, you know where I am. Beard-related chat.
Yeah.
Give me a shout. Whatever.
I'm glad your new cat's settling in well as well, Adam. We're pleased to hear that.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Have you had to get loads of new cat paraphernalia?
I was going to do that anyway, really, to be fair. Anything with a cat on. I mean, obviously, with it being Christmas, people bought me loads of cat and beard stuff, mainly.
There you go.
But she's using quite a lot of Ruby's old stuff as well.
Oh, really?
Nice. That's good. Which is quite nice to see. And I keep saying, oh, that was your sister's.
Aww.
And she's like, yeah. So it's really, really cute and really sweet. So, yeah.
All right, well, listen, get to bed.
Nice one. All right, Chris. Hopefully see you and your beard very soon, mate. Love it. Let me just have another feel of that.
Right, get off, you loser. See you later.
See you.
Bye. There he goes, Adam Brown.
Adam Brown.
He's a bad.
Radio X.
Words of encouragement.
Very much. He's a fan, isn't he? He's a fan of the beard. Well, any beard, I think. He loves
it. Keep the beard, Chris. Looks good, and Adam looks great, says Nikki. Do a global sponsored Make Some Noise beard grow? No. Do you remember? I think Pippa and I were doing the show on our own one day, and somebody had written in, they were growing their beard for a year for charity.
That's right.
And I'm like, that is the laziest way to raise money.
Yeah.
I'm doing nothing.
Literally nothing.
It's not good for show content audio.
Not really. It's a great time lapse in over a year, isn't it? That's about it.
That's it. That's the only thing it'd be good for is a 60-second time lapse video.
Yeah, exactly.
Which takes a year to make.
Yeah.
But, it's nice. People are texting in. Chris, keep growing the beard as long as Dom lets his hair grow.
Tell
you what, I'll do that deal with you.
Oh, no, we're not having a Nutkins.
Terry Nutkins, come on.
We're not having
old
Nutkins.
Monk burn over
exactly.
there.
I don't want to look like a monk. No disrespect to any monks listening.
No.
We might have monks listening, I suppose. Morning, monks.
I wonder if we do.
Yeah, there'll be monks. Can they listen to the radio,
text
monks?
Text in, monks.
Chris, you're the spitting image of Graham Norton with your beard.
Okay, that's okay.
Graham Norton's, he suited a beard. That was a big move for him, wasn't it?
P.S. Can't wait for the podcast on Monday, says Sean. Yeah, Monday is podcast day. Make sure you got a couple of quid.
Yeah.
Because we want to raise money for charity. Not only the audio, but also the video as well. So you can get it on Monday, and then Monday night, or save it till the weekend, have a couple of drinks, sync up whatever to your telly, and then you can sit and watch the podcast.
Yeah.
With Chris Tarrant, our special guest.
He was cracking.
And watch us all get slowly or quickly leathered.
Yeah. It's a shame we film it for us, isn't it? It's a shame that we have to endure that.
It's shot very beautifully, though.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
Nice lighting.
It always is. Yeah, it's filmed nicely, isn't it?
Didn't they use bad cameras for that than they use in the studio?
Yeah.
I think they do.
Oh, we've had a monk on.
Called Ava.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Dominic, do you want to go sort yourself out?
We've had a monk text in.
I don't.
Ross says, I'm a drunk monk. I don't think you are, Ross. I don't think you're a real monk. Ava says she's a monk.
You've had a monk on?
Oh, no, we've had a monk on. a couple of monks. Gosh, I didn't know we had monks. I thought you'd take a vow of silence. Mind you, you can still listen to stuff, can't you?
Do you want me to do this little money thing? Or do you want me to do it later?
Yeah, we could do a couple of tickle-ups. You could do one now, perhaps one later.
I was going to use the money music, as we call it.
Yeah, lovely.
We don't normally get involved in stuff like this, but Global are doing a money thing.
Hmm.
A money thing. It's like my first day on the radio ever.
Money stuff.
Do you know about this?
I'm reading it now. Is
how
saying.
Do you like to win 10,000... No. How would you like to win 20,000... No. I just had to win £40,000.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now, maybe. I don't know who's written this script. Let me tell you how these things work. When it comes to a premium rate competition, there are so many rules. So many rules. And there's guidance, guidelines, and rules on what you can say, what you can't say.
I've condensed them for you.
Yeah. So when I get a script about it, I have to be really spot on with it.
Yeah.
I can't go, oh, blah, 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 blah. I can't just ad lib too much.
Mm.
However, this says, and I'm going to read word for word, how do you fancy winning £40,000? That'd liven up 2025.
I think I put that.
Did you? That'd liven things up.
Do you think 40 grand?
Yeah.
It's tax free, right?
Yeah.
40 grand tax free.
That would liven it up.
Embarrassing.
That would certainly liven up 2025, wouldn't it?
What
would you do with it, right, Pepper? Yeah. Well, let me tell you what you got to do. You've got to text the word cash, as in C-A-S-H, and send it to this number. It's a different number. Oh, no, it's not. It's 83936. So text the word cash, send it to 83936. That's it. That's all you got to do. Now, before you do it, that text will cost you £2.50 plus your standard network rate, but you could win £40,000. You do need to be 18 or over. Lines close 11 p.m. tomorrow night, Friday, 31st of January, 2025. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged. To see the full list of participating media channels, plus the terms and conditions, and online and free entry, go to the win page at radiox.co.uk.
Yeah.
As always, avoid terms like...
Well,
Dom, no need to. Cap Dag, Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Can't say any of that.
Yeah, it stops me from going there.
Yeah.
So, now you know the terms and conditions. Text the word cash, C-A-S-H, to 83936. And you could win £40,000. Got to do it, though, before 11 p.m. Friday, 31st of January, 2025. If you're listening or watching after that, don't text anybody's. £40,000. So text the word cash, send it to 83936 for 40 grand. Good luck. Seriously, good luck. All right, let's do it then. Let's dream. £40,000, Pip. What would you do with it?
Yeah.
40 grand in your bank, let's say Monday.
Okay, well,
tax free.
Mm. This sounds pretty boring.
Go on.
But I would put it towards a deposit for somewhere else.
Oh,
a
new place.
Maybe with a bit of a bit of garden or a balcony.
She said it like it was like porn. Maybe a bit of garden.
Perhaps a patio.
But obviously I'll buy champagne first.
Yeah.
I go out for a lovely meal.
Slap up meal.
Yeah. But I've just actually been looking up studio apartments in Cap Dag Dom, and you're not far off. Like, they are kind of pretty...
Really?
You know, manageable, yeah, so... You'd probably take
the 40 mark.
40 grand?
Well...
40 grand?
That's cost cheap. Around, like, 60-ish. So,
what?
I don't know, but there
really?
Are some cheaper than that. Well, I think if you looked hard enough, you could find a little spot.
What does 200 grand get you?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Cap Dag.
Blinds.
Oh, no, that's frowned upon, that.
Is it?
Yeah. And thank God, thank you for saying blinds, by the way. And close my eyes.
That's it.
Draw back the blinds.
That's right.
In Cap Dag.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Pip. They are quite reasonable.
40, James, what do you do? 40 grand.
Car. I'd get a car.
Get a Defender, wouldn't you?
Get a Defender.
What about a Skoda?
A Skoda.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. Skoda.
Get an Enyaq.
I'll get an Enyaq or the new Elroq.
Which is the one you had?
Enyaq.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, it's great.
Fully electric.
Put your umbrella in the middle of the door. It was incredible.
One each side,
it's
actually
great.
I probably would get one of those.
Yeah.
You had an orange one, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was lovely.
40 grand, Dom.
I'd go anywhere warm. I don't care. Just some sunshine.
Try the living room. The heating's on.
Conservatory.
That's a good point.
Conservatory. That's good. Anywhere warm, bit of sunshine.
What month do you put, because you don't like spending money, what month do you put the heating on at home?
Oh, it's on all the time. God, it's on all the time. Because our house is freezing. Because it's old.
Yeah.
It's really, really
boiling. And you've got like a big room out the back, haven't you, which is always hard to heat. Oh, have you got underfloor heating?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Now, have you got underfloor heating in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think it makes a difference?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't.
Really?
Does it have to be up really high for you to feel it? Ours does.
Ours is on about 18, 19, something like that.
Oh, my God,
like
no.
Like, constantly?
So, when I got this place, I had underfloor heating, and it was really patchy.
Right.
So, then when we did the kitchen, we did a new underfloor heating, got it proper done.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes any difference.
I think it depends how thick your tiles are or whatever you've got on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thick tiles, my mate.
Do you have to have big pipes to make a difference?
What?
Presumably it's pipes.
Yeah. You can get water or electric.
No.
Ours is, you can get a wet one or a dry one. That's what our builder said. We've got a wet one. So it's got water that goes onto
pipes.
Pipes, yeah. Or the little tubes, I think.
No, ours has to be fairly high, and it's very rare that I feel it.
Mm. You want to keep on the time, apparently.
The thing is, for you to get the benefit, you got to go, don't wear slippers, just go around in socks.
Yeah.
I've got a lovely, Tiff gets me a pair of UGG slippers every Christmas. It's like a little thing. And so they're nice and toasty.
Yeah.
So I'd have to take my slippers off to feel the benefit, but then my feet get cold.
Yeah, true.
So what's the point?
This is very true. I'd keep it on all the time on low, and then it will all be nice and warm.
So in other words, your £40,000 going to go to pay your heating bill.
That's our monthly heating bill. Exactly.
We've got a free month. Knock yourselves out, kids. Run around that kitchen in your bare feet.
Yeah.
And that's our first 25 minutes done. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks to Adam Brown and Dommy's News Next with the News, or News with the Next. Goodbye.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Matalan's exclusive deal of the week has landed. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Celebrate the end of a long January and treat yourself for less. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Tired of unreliable broadband? Switch to EE today and get up to £300 towards your leaving fee.
£300?
Really? Yes, really. You'll get our fastest full fiber ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online.
That's right. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE.
Get up to £300 towards any early termination charges from your current provider credited to your EE account. New customers, 50% UK availability terms apply.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories, and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Radio X.
Truck Festival, the UK's most warped village fate. Nothing but Thieves UK exclusive, Block Party, The Last Dinner Party, and many more. 24th to 27th of July, 2025, Steventon, Oxfordshire.
Book now at radiox.co.uk.
Truck Festival.
Live. Radio X.
News update next.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Welcome to a new era. Get personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Help!
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, everybody. Thursday, 30th of January. Sorry, 31st tomorrow if you're doing dry January. You got today. You've got tomorrow, and you are done. Saturday morning, wake up, crack open a tinny, away you go. Well done, you've got it this far, just keep going. Dominic Byrne's got your new spot on weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a passenger plane has collided with a US Army helicopter above a river in Washington, D.C. 64 people were on board the jet, which was just coming into land. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, has spoken at a news conference.
Both aircraft are in the water. The focus now is rescuing people, and that's what all of our personnel are focused on.
The flight had been traveling from Wichita in Kansas, where Roger Marshall is a senator.
You know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy, but when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow. It's a heartbreak beyond measure.
There is no official word yet on casualties. We'll have more on this story throughout the morning on Radio X. In other news, water bills across England and Wales will rise by an average of £123 a year from April. It's an increase of 26%, the biggest since the industry was privatised 36 years ago. Water UK claims the rise is needed to invest in infrastructure. It's claimed retail crime is spiralling out of control with more than 2,000 incidents a year. The British Retail Consortium says that includes theft, racial and sexual abuse, as well as physical assault and threats with weapons. And Meta is going to pay Donald Trump $25 million for suspending his Facebook and Instagram accounts. That's after the Capitol riots. The US president filed the lawsuit back in 2021.